ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 9, ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 6-17। ध्रुव महाराज ऑफर्स प्रेयर्स टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। ध्रुव महाराज देन प्रेड, योंक्तक् प्रविश्य मम वाचम् इमं प्रसुप्तां सं जीवयति अखिल शक्तिधर स्वदाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्त चरण श्रवण त्वग् आदीन् प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्। माय डियर लॉर्ड, You are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer respectful obeisances unto you. Ekastvam eva bhagavan idam atma shaktya. Maya kya yoru gunaya mahad adi ashesham srishva nuvishya purushastad asad guneshu nan eva darushu vibhavasuvad vibhasi. My Lord, you are the Supreme One, but by your different energies, you appear differently in the spiritual and material worlds. You create the total energy of the material world by your external potency, and after creation, you enter within the material world as the Supersoul. You are the Supreme Person, and through the temporary modes of material nature, you create varieties of manifestation, just as fire entering into wood of different shapes burns brilliantly in different varieties. Twad dataya vayuna yedam achashta vishvang supta prabuddha iva nafa bhavat prapanaha tasya pavargya sharanang tavapada mulang vismaryate kritavida katham artha bandho. O my master, Lord Brahma is fully surrendered unto you. In the beginning, you gave him knowledge, and thus Brahmaji could see and understand the entire universe, just as a person awakens from sleep and visualizes one's immediate duties. My Lord, you are the only shelter of all persons who desire liberation, and you are Artha Bandhu, the friend of all those who are distressed. How, therefore, can a learned person who has perfect knowledge ever forget you? Nunang vimushta matayastava mayayate ye tvang bhavapyaya vimokshanam anyaheto archanti kalpaka tarung Kuna po pabogyam ichchanti yat sparsajang niraye api nrinam. Persons who worship you simply for the sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of having you, who are kalpaka tarum, like a desire tree, and the cause of liberation from birth and death, foolish persons such as me still desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. Ya nirvrittistanu britang tavapada padma dhyanad bhavaj jana katha sravanena vasyat sa brahmani sva mahimani api natha ma bhut. kintu antakasi lulitat patatang vimanat. My lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet, or by hearing about your glories from pure devotees, is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda, wherein one thinks oneself merged in the impersonal Brahman as one with the Supreme. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Although one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, one falls down in due course of time. Bhakting muhu pravahatang twayi me prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenan jasol banam uru vyasanang bhavabdhim neshye bhavad guna kathamrita pana mata. O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, just as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, surely I shall be able to cross Bhava Abdhim, the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing, fire-like dangers. It will be easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. Te na smaranti atitarang priyam isha martyam ye chanu adha sutta sukrid griha vita dara ye tu abja nabha bhavadiya padaravinda saugandhya lubdha hridayeshu krita prasanga. O Lord, you have a lotus navel, abja nabha, and if a person happens to associate with a devotee whose heart always hankers after your lotus feet, seeking always their fragrance, one is never attached to the material body or in a bodily relationship to offspring, friends, home, wealth, and wife, which are very, very dear to materialistic persons. Indeed, such a devotee does not care for them. Tiryan naga dvija sarisripa deva daitya martyadibihi parichitang sad asad vishesham rupang stavishtang ajate mahad adi anekam natak parang parama vedmi na yatra vada. My dear Lord, Aja, O Supreme Unborn, I know that the different varieties of living entities, such as animals, trees, birds, reptiles, demigods, and human beings, are spread throughout the universe, which is caused by the total material energy. And I know that they are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest. But I have never experienced this supreme form I am beholding at the present. Now, all kinds of methods of theorizing have come to an end, O Parama, O Supreme One. Kalpanta etad akilang japarena grinnan. Shete puman svadrig ananta sakhas tad anke yan navi sindhu ruha kanchana loka padma garbhe juman bhagavate pranatosmi tasmai. My dear Lord, at the end of each millennium, Puman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dissolves everything manifested within the universes into his belly. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu then lies down on the lap of Sheshanaga, and from his navel sprouts a golden lotus flower upon a stem, and on that lotus Lord Brahma is created. I can understand that you are the same Supreme Godhead. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Twang nitya mukta parishuddha vibuddha atma kutastha adi purusho bhagavang stri adhisha yad buddhi avishtatin akanditaya svadrishtya vrastasthitav adi mako vyatarikta ase. My Lord, by your unbroken transcendental glance, you are the supreme witness of all stages of intellectual activities. You are eternally liberated. Your existence is situated in pure goodness, and you are existent in the Supersoul without change. You are the original personality of Godhead, full with six opulences, and you are eternally Tri Adhisha, the master of the three modes of material nature. Thus, you are always different from the ordinary living entities. As Lord Vishnu, you maintain all the affairs of the entire universe, and yet you stand aloof and are Adhimukha, the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. Yasmin virudha gatayohi anishang patanti vidyadayo vividha shaktaya anupurvyat tad brahma vishva bhavam ekam anantam adyam anandamatram avikaram aham prapadye. My dear Lord, in your impersonal manifestation of Brahman, there are always two opposing elements, knowledge and ignorance. Your multi-energies are continually manifest, but the impersonal Brahman, which is undivided, original, changeless, unlimited, and blissful, is the cause of the material manifestation. Because you are the same impersonal Brahman, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Satyashisho hi bhagavang stavapada padmam ashistatanu bhajata purushartha murte api evam arya bhagavan paripati dinan vasreva vatsakam anugraha katara asman. My Lord, O Supreme Lord, you are the supreme personified form of all benediction. Therefore, anyone who abides in your devotional service with no other desire, worship of your lotus feet is better than becoming king and lording it over a kingdom. That is the benediction of worshipping your lotus feet. You are Purusha Artha Murte, the personification of the real goal of life. O Arya, O Lord, to ignorant devotees like me, you are the causelessly merciful maintainer, just like a cow who takes care of the newly born calf by supplying milk and giving it protection from attack. Recorded August 27, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Narasinghaya, Praklad Aklad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipur Bakshaha, Shilatanka Nakalaye, Ito Narsinga, Parato Narsingho, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha, Bahir Narsingho, Hridaye Narsingho, Narsingham Ading Sharanang Kapadye. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalika Hiranya Kashipu Tanubringam Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. I offer my obeisances to Lord Narasimha, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. Lord Narasimha is here and also there. Wherever I go, Lord Narasimha is there. Narasimhadev is in my heart and is outside as well. I surrender to Lord Narasimha, the origin of all things,
and the supreme refuge. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of half man, half lion. All glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on Lord Nasunga's beautiful lotus hands. All glories to Lord Nrsimha.